USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
They used to call it NAFTA.
The stock market soars as President Trump strikes a deal with Mexico.
We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement.
President Trump calls the new trade deal with Mexico tremendous. The two sides have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump calls disastrous for the United States.
We'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
And President Trump's approval rating up. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump's approval ratings have gone up a point over the last month. That's according to a new Harris poll. The poll shows that 46% of Americans approve of President Trump's job performance. Last month, that number was at 45%. Candace Owens is a communications director for Turning Point USA.
What he did in this country was the most necessary thing by killing political correctness.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Ahead of John McCain's funeral, tributes continue to come in from around the world. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment. Her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain, an American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Molly Tibbetts killed by an illegal alien, but her father urging Americans not to politicize his daughter's death. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Much like when Kate Steinle was killed on a San Francisco pier in 2015 by a gun in the hand of a serial illegal immigrant, some lawmakers and President Trump have invoked the name Molly Tibbetts in the immigration debate in recent days. The suspect in her murder is, according to authorities, an illegal immigrant from Mexico. But at her funeral Sunday, her father urged Americans not to politicize his daughter's death. Family friend Nancy Hindman was there.
Her dad said, you know, we all have to heal, but Molly would want everyone to move on and to turn the page and be positive.
The 20-year-old woman had disappeared on July 18th, her suspected killer leading police to her body last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
She's known as a math whiz, and now she has a statue marking her legacy.
West Virginia State University has honored its graduate, NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson, with a bronze statue of her and a scholarship dedication to celebrate her turning 100 years old. Johnson and three other women crunched numbers for NASA back in the pre-computer age, calculating rocket trajectories and also orbits for the earliest spaceflights. Her story was made into a hit movie a few years ago called Hidden Figures. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.